Yesterday, we told you about an anti-diversity memo written by one of Google's engineers. It said there are biological differences between men and women that make men more suited to working in technology. It was posted for Google employees to read. Well, the engineer behind the memo, James Damore, has now been fired. And in an internal email, CEO Sundar Pichai wrote that portions of the original memo violated Google's code of conduct by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in the workplace. Supporters of Damore say he's being unfairly punished for voicing his opinions. Here to talk more about this is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
And for people who haven't been following this story, remind us what Damore's memo said exactly.
Well, so the main thrust of his memo is that there's a lack of ideological diversity at Google, which is a fair issue to debate. But then he sort of talked about as well how that's hurting other issues like gender diversity, which he attributes to biology, that women, you know, for example, have higher levels of anxiety and are more inclined towards aesthetics than ideas, which is why you're probably seeing fewer women in tech.
Hmm. And Recode broke the news about Google's decision to fire Damore. What did the company's CEO have to say about it?
Well, so Sundar Pichai, as you pointed out at the top of this, you know, he basically said it crossed the line, and that, you know, the reason why he was focusing on Damore's position that, you know, biology is a factor here, and that's a gender stereotype. And he says you're furthering that, and there's no place for that in our company. And he was fired.
What does all this mean for Google, which, as we know, prides itself on being creative and allowing its employees to think critically and speak their minds?
Well, that's a great point. The whole Silicon Valley conceit for the past 20 years plus, you know, the age of the internet, that, you know, ideas want to be free, the information wants to be free. That's the conceit, and that's what drew a lot of people like Damore into the field. So they're not creating widgets. They're saving the world, or they're making the world a better place. So you're going to inevitably have people like Damore sort of, you know, put out their positions. And there's a lot of people at Google who agree with him, frankly, not just at Google, but in Silicon Valley. So it's a bigger issue than this one memo that sort of was distributed.
Is he likely to sue Damore?
Yeah, so he said in some reports that he's pursuing legal options. You know, these cases, you know, sort of can get into the legal weeds. You know, there's a chance he does have a case here if, you know, he was fired, you know, outside of the usual purview of his workplace. And, you know, it's not like he was necessarily sexually harassing someone, of course. It was just his ideas, his thoughts. So this is going to drag on.
And just as this news was coming out, Google announced that it had hired a diversity VP, Danielle Brown. What do we know about her?
So we don't know too much. She had a similar role at Intel prior to this. And, you know, of course, as her title states, it's to boost diversity. So, you know, at Google right now, looking specifically at women, one in five women within the technology field, one in five are women. In the leadership field, it's one in four. Hmm. Now, Intel, so that's not great, certainly, and so you want to improve that. But at Intel, where Brown hails from, the ratio is about the same or slightly worse. You know, in the leadership ranks at Intel, it's one in five as opposed to one in four. So, you know, it's diversity is always a tough thing when you're hiring. You always want the best people for the job, but then you also want to be aware of gender and race as a factor. It's a balancing act, but, you know, no one's really proven any real methods towards achieving that. So, you know, she has work cut out for her.
While we have you, Ed, there's another story in the tech and media world. Hackers released a number of stolen files from HBO and are threatening to release even more. What's going on here?
So this was basically a, you know, what we call a ransomware attack. You know, the hackers compromised the account of an HBO executive and threatened to leak the info from that account unless HBO paid up. So this was entirely mercenary.
And there's like Game of Thrones scripts in there and things like that?
Game of Thrones scripts, even full episodes in some cases, as well as, you know, contact information for people in entertainment industry that HBO works with. So a lot of sensitive information.
Not as big, though, as the 2014 Sony hack.
It wasn't. I mean, the Sony hack was different in that it was purely about, you know, trying to embarrass or hurt Sony specifically. And based on our reporting at the time that we knew North Korea was behind it, you know, they had taken umbrage at a film that Sony was producing that basically satirized the nation. So, but in either case, though, it's whether it's mercenary or political, it's a direct attack. And I think that's, you know, that's the key here, is that, you know, HBO is a media company. They don't produce widgets. They produce bits. They produce information ultimately, right? And that's subject to these kinds of things.
And why would you want to read the Game of Thrones script before the show comes out? It just hurts you.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either.
Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode. Thanks so much, as always.
Anytime.